Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, that's gross. That's going to ruin everybody's dinner.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
If only I had asked Mark Schlereth, do the neighborhood kids ever come over and knock on the door and they're like, Mr. Stank, will you come block for us?
Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah,
he lives
I wonder.
In Colorado, right?
I'm not sure. Colorado. You're really interested on where everyone lives,
yeah.
Aren't you?
Where you live.
Stalkerish.
Yeah, that's gross.
Totally.
You've actually been to my house, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You guys came over and brought some vittles after my lovely wife was birthing our child, I think.
Yes, I do know where you live.
Right. And
a lovely place.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's very nice. We just did some irrigation and mulch in the front yard.
You know what
all
that
right.
is.
It's an irrigation sensation.
I always enjoy now when we can get one in that we've never gotten before.
That's right.
I think that's the first irrigation sensation.
Perhaps.
It has to be.
Now we have two. That's a buck each.
Sorry.
Yeah, my favorite is the whole, thank you. That's a 3-0 run. My favorite is the, you know what that is. It's so telegraphed and stupid, but it really brings it home.
It's. So much of what we do for a living is stupid.
Right.
I hope everybody knows that we know that. Do you ever have that thought when we're not here?
No, I had the thought last segment when we were talking about like being a football player's wife and what the stress you must go through.
Yeah.
Occasionally, we'll get a nasty text message that comes in on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney text line.
More than occasionally.
Well, right. And like that is probably the riskiest thing. Occasionally, there'll be a paper cut.
That's the danger zone for us. Yes.
You know, the worst injury I've sustained in since you and I started working together is I tried to put my headphones on. One of them, it slipped, and one of the cans hit me in the eye. And I had a bruise on my temple for about 4 days. Headphone trauma. So, yeah. I can't relate.
HR
Sydney.
Is like, wait, what? Do we have a workers' comp situation
right.
going on here? What if you get laryngitis?
Right. It happens.
Yeah.
It actually used to happen when I was still coaching high school volleyball when I was doing the morning show.
Hell yeah.
You're coaching and you're yelling.
You're coaching?
Yeah, I was coaching.
Okay.
And then halfway through the year, you come in and it's like, hey, guys, I'm not going to tell you, Joe. Hey, Lorenzo. You know, so I had to dial that thing back.
Anyway. This is completely off the subject. Because I was about to go, like, I feel like the Giants need a little juice tonight. A little shot in the arm.
It's not technically a must win, and you know I am very protective of that phrase. But
right.
This is,
yeah.
If they don't win these two against Arizona, then that's another team against whom you lose the tiebreaker.
Right, and will be ahead of you.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to must win it, but you got to have both of these to even, like, continue to have these conversations.
So, like, lovely Christy's got this thing she's always telling me about being in alignment. Like, she wants her picks and her fantasy players to kind of be in alignment so she can sit down and root for the same stuff. And I sort of had this feeling like this is a little bit of a stretch from that idea, but, like, I wanted to I wanted some alignment for the Giants tonight. I wanted to, so like, yes, they're going to win or lose tonight. It has nothing to do with whether or not I bet on the game. But I thought, you know what? Like, let's just get some positive energy going on here because of what you just said. I agree. They got to win tonight. And I literally was about to click submit or whatever the little button says when you're going to put just a couple bucks on it or whatever because the Giants are getting juiced tonight. They're underdogs. Like, Tristan Beck has to do a little spot start here. And I was just about to click go, and then I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Who are the D-backs starting tonight? Eduardo Rodriguez, which presents a problem for my gambling interests.
Why is that, Mark?
Well, Eduardo Rodriguez happens to do something that the Giants do not like. They do not enjoy it at all.
He throws a lot of strikes?
No, a lot of guys throw a lot of strikes. He throws the ball with his left hand.
Ah, boy, yeah.
Grandy, he was raising his left hand.
Oh.
Yeah. He throws the ball with his left hand.
He would have jumped on the show and said he's left-handed, but it's 8 o'clock
yeah,
for
exactly.
Grandy.
Well, he could have been like, who left-handed?
And I'm glad he didn't.
Yeah, he could have done that. Well, Turkey
Mark Schlereth would have said, that's gross. Which, he's not wrong.
That's
gross.
That's going to ruin everybody's dinner.
Yeah.
He started it with the feet. I thought I would share the story.
Well, why are people so, like, what's wrong with feet?
Depends on the feet.
I mean, I know that they smell, but if you have, like, good hygiene, why is a foot any different than a hand?
Well, the foot's in the shoe and the sock
right.
All day. Luckily, this was morning show. And in the case of these particular feet, and the bit was called The Agony of Defeat, D-E-F-E-E-T.
What is going on here?
I'm telling a story, Grandy.
For the love of God.
About a show.
Okay,
so what?
Yeah, Grandy, it's Tuesday.
I'm dialed in.
Whatever, go ahead.
I'm so dialed in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we made a bet, and I lost the bet. And honestly, at the time, $1,000 or a 10-minute foot massage, I got choice of lotion, and it was important. Trust me, it turned out to be very important.
See,
so
this is why, like, I don't like gambling with pro athletes.
I don't like losing to pro athletes,
well,
and I've lost to them twice.
I get it, but it's just like we're on a different level here. Like, I'm over here freaking out about stuff, and you're just laughing. That's what happens when you're gambling with a pro athlete.
And if you know Lorenzo Neal at all, and you want to talk about hashtag random, so we're doing this whole thing on the air, we're doing it live, and we're having this big debate, and we're going back and forth, and he's like, the Giants win 6 games, I'll give you $1,000. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
I'll take $1,000.
I'm in.
And I said, what if they don't? And I'm thinking, I don't know what I'm thinking, $500 or donate to charity?
Right.
And he goes, you got to rub my feet. And I'm like, what? Like, is that really what you want as the win?
Yeah, he just wanted to embarrass you.
Well, and also
And he wanted a foot rub.
And you know what?
I bet it feels good after all those.
I gave him a great foot rub.
I bet you did.
I didn't mail it in. I got in there.
Oh,
but
gosh.
To answer your question about feet, his feet, I called them the old catcher's mitts because they were like dusty and dry.
Yeah,
like, you ever had like a baseball glove from 37 years ago you forgot about?
For sure.
You go in the garage, it's like, oh,
yeah.
I still have that.
There was like spider webs in between his toes.
Yeah, that's gross.
And you got to slap it and there's dust flying everywhere.
You didn't slap his feet.
I mean, there's video of it. Half the staff was in there with their phones.
God.
Ask Bonte next time you see him. He all of a sudden he's in the studio. It's like, oh, look at you, B.
Yeah.
Phone out, video. There's video all over from that. Anyway.
I bet. No, it is. Look, I don't know how many people will ever encounter this kind of a situation in life. Every time you tell this story, I flash back to playing golf with Kenny Lofton.
Yeah.
Every time, because it scared the living crap out of me. For whatever reason.
No, totally.
Kenny and I had a friend in common. A good buddy of mine was his real estate agent years ago. Hit it again. No, but so like, you ever meet people who trash talk you upon arrival? I'm like, I haven't even met you yet. And for whatever, because we had a friend in common, it just got real casual, real fast. And I think Kenny was on the first tee. And somehow this devolved immediately into like, I've known you for 4 minutes. No one's hit a ball yet. And you're trash talking that you're like, you know, you're gambling. I'm going to crush you out here on this. I'm like, what is happening? So I'm like, you're nervous and you just play along. You're like, yeah, whatever. And so first tee, he rips the ball over the trees into the wrong fairway. And I kind of gave him a like, wow, that wasn't very impressive. And he looks at me and he's like, I'll make par from there. And I play this course every week. And I'm like, you are not, like, no, you're in jail, dog. You're not making par from there. And he goes, then let's go. Put something on it. And my real estate agent buddy's like, trust me, man, he ain't making par from there. Just do it.
Oh, boy.
Do it. Do it. All
put
right.
Put something on it.
$100 says you can't make par from there. And I'm like, freaking, I haven't even hit a ball yet. And I'm losing my mind. Well, Kenny doesn't make par. So I'm up a hundo. Well, what happens then on the second tee?
Oh, he's going to get that money back.
You better let me have a chance at my money back. Well, I go, how are we doing that? $100 front, back, and overall. I go, just pause. What are you? I paid my $28 to play out here. I didn't mean to come out here and lose $5.
That's so funny.
What are we doing, Kenny? He's like,
that's my bit.
Oh, for fine. $100
front, back, and overall.
And overall.
$100 Nassau. Yeah.
Holy crap. And I think we like, I won the front and then he won the back. So I was still up a hundo overall. And then the overall came down to the last hole and everybody's making triple bogeys because we're tired and I'm freaking out, nervous and all of this. Anyway, long story short, I think I won $100. But it was, I'm like, I'm never doing this again. I'm not getting into this dynamic with a billionaire or multimillionaire, whatever.
I mean,
like, what are we doing?
Right. Good long baseball career and didn't benefit from this day and age contracts, but he probably played 12 or 13 years.
Oh,
and
for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, that's hilarious when you start to get into a different zip code. In my case,
I'm like, I'll rub your feet, dog. Can we just stop?
Dude, like, I'll just say this and we can put a pin in it.
Yeah.
10 minutes is a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And he had stipulations like no gloves.
Oh, you know what those are.
It was a stipulation sensation. Grandy's so done with this. I had goggles on.
All right. You wore goggles?
You're damn right. You never know what's going to pop off.
That's strong. You're like a Utah Jazz power forward from the 90s.
You catch a callus in the eye from that foot?
Oh, okay, now that's gross. That's gross.
The whole thing was gross.
That's going to ruin everybody's dinner.
Sorry about that.
All right, Grandy's grades in 15 minutes. And then Feliciano at 5. Grandy, do we have anything more from Feliciano?
Nothing yet.
Okay, Feliciano, like my favorite dude ever already. He's like, whatever, guys. Like, I'll be there. Or I won't. What are you going to do about it?
To take you behind the curtain about stink, too. Right up until 3, I didn't know about that either.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Again, pro athletes, don't bet with them and don't count on them to text you back. That's just the way it is, right? Ask the Niners about Garoppolo. They go months without texting you back. That's the way it was.
See ya.
Yeah, perfect.
You and I are in.
What's the matter with the two of you today?
Yeah.
People think that this is
planned. I got to take a step back.
Yeah, this is, my God, the two of you are in lockstep.
I got here early, and I was sat next to him for about 45 minutes.
Did you guys practice this or something?
We didn't even talk to each other, really.
Was there a dress rehearsal for the show that I missed?
He was doing his thing. I was doing mine.
All I know is I went 2-0 last night.
Yes, you did.
Attaboy.
Which means I went 0-2. Nice parlay, Grandy. I told you. I have no problem giving you all the props when he gets it right. You're 9-1.
Yep.
You nailed a parlay last night. I was wrong, followed by wronger in the two games.
The wronger is fair because...
The Raiders.
Yeah.
I thought the Raiders would play football last night. They didn't use the end zones, as it turned out.
No. They used those yellow upright things a few times, but... A
few times.
That thing was kind of Ottoman, and of all the 10 picks I've made, that might have been the Ottomanist of all.
Except for Harbaugh did something where I'm like, hey, Harbaugh, I wanted to be like, what's your deal, dude?
Right.
Like, what the hell are you doing? So here's the deal, right? You're up, it was either 20-6 or 20-9. There's like 4 minutes to go in the game. You've got the ball at midfield, 4th-and-1. Hey, Jim, punt the football. What the hell are you doing? The Raiders haven't moved the ball all night long. And you're up 2 scores with 3:45 left to go. There's only one way the Raiders can get back into this, and it's a quick score. And Jim's like, I think we're going to go for it. Let's go for it on 4th-and-1. Hey, Justin, run that. Everybody drop the ball on the ground and freak out play. and so they got knocked 5 yards back behind the line, Raiders ball, and for a minute they were back in the game. What the hell are you doing, Jim? What was that? That was a weird call.
Super. Not Harbaugh. Anything but Harbaugh.
Come on. No. Yeah, anyway, I thought that was weird.
Yeah. Brandon Staley-esque, like when he was the coach of the Chargers.
Totally.
Yep.
Totally. Anyway, I don't know if y'all missed it, but Fred Warner was on the show. Fred Warner, just about 45 minutes ago. Few things to get into, and because it is sort of a hot topic right now, Mac Jones goes out there and wins a football game. And I think it's a small segment of the fan base in our society, but you called it a narrative. It just clearly is, and it forever will be, for whatever reason. Mac Jones wins a football game, and there are some people out there going, see, this is either, it's all Kyle Shanahan, now Brock Purdy's overpaid, maybe we should just keep rolling with Mac until he loses a football game. So I want you to listen closely to something Fred said about the two quarterbacks and the dynamic with regard to how the team feels about these two guys. Take a listen.
No, I wouldn't say anybody needs to take anything over. You know, I'm my same guy. I'm the same person regardless of the situation. I think Mac's done a great job of coming in and just doing what was asked of him last week. Purdy is the man. You know, I love Purdy with everything in my soul, because this guy, I believe, could be the best in the game. He's shown that already in this league in, 3 years of playing after being drafted last in the draft. But, you know, the things that he was doing in training camp were unreal. So I'm excited for when he does get back. But can't say enough about Mac and his resilience and just his preparedness to come in and help us win a game last week. And we'll see what happens this week and if Purdy's healthy enough to go.
I'm giving Fred 10 out of 10 for that answer. Because that's the way that I sort of feel about it. Like, I think that there's plenty of room to just be like, bravo, Mac. Like, way to, like, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You step in on the road, brand new team, week two, and you really ripped some pretty good throws out there, and you won a football game, and you scored 26 points, and all of these things that Mac achieved. But do not allow that to get into anyone's head with regard to Purdy's status on the team. Fred said the two words that I feel, and I think they feel, and I'm always curious why everyone hasn't arrived there yet. He said, Brock Purdy is the man. The man.
And he loves him with all his heart, too.
Thinks he can be the best. And I know that's all teammate speak to some people, but like that's what I'm getting at, man. Like, there's not that many teams in the league that get to say, no, we've got the man. And that's our guy, and everything funnels through that. I believe the 49ers are one of those teams.
They are, and it's going to be interesting this week if Brock Purdy doesn't play again, because we will probably have four backup quarterbacks who are going to get starts.
Oh, that's
We know that Jake Browning is going to start over Joe Burrow. He's out 3 months. And Marcus Mariota may start over Jaden Daniels if Jaden Daniels is too hurt to go. I know he's listed right now in fantasy world as questionable, no official designation yet. And Carson Wentz is going to start in Minnesota for J.J. McCarthy. So when you get through week three, if all three of these quarterbacks win, am I missing one? A backup?
Justin Fields is in the concussion protocol.
Oh, wow.
So we got to throw that one in there as well. That happened late in the Jets game. So I just throw that in there as another question mark.
So Tyrod Taylor would be the guy there. So of all those guys, when you look at it, like Browning for 3 months, he will not supplant Joe Burrow. If he goes 11-4, whatever, and they wind
go 15-0, and he's not supplanting Joe Burrow.
Even if they, if they go all the way and win the Super Bowl, we might have a conversation just because you won the Super Bowl, you're Cincinnati. But Wentz in Minnesota, he might be a guy if it's a couple games, and JJ's got the ankle, right? Is that what that is?
Ankle.
So
yeah.
If he misses 3 or 4, and Wentz plays well, you could see Wentz keeping that job in the short term just because he's got gravitas and experience, and J.J. started 2 games.
Well, that's true. I mean, they've got a lot invested in J.J. They've got a top 10 draft capital invested in J.J. McCarthy, which is why Sam Darnold can go 14-3, and the team's like, sorry, you're gone. Like, there's a lot invested there. And so I don't think anything is going to supplant J.J. I'll agree with you from this standpoint, though. It would not surprise me if Carson Wentz goes out and looks really good. Wouldn't surprise me at all, because we've watched what Kevin O'Connell can do with quarterbacks. We watched what he did with Sam Darnold. And Carson Wentz, for all of his faults, is someone who has played good football in this league. And other times he's played some really bad football. So this is going to be a short stint, but it would not surprise me at all if he plays well, especially this weekend, because he's playing the Bengals defense.
Yep.
And they're awful.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, you look at any small sample, and New Orleans' defense is not awful. It's, it's actually a pretty good defense. I thought that they played well defensively for the most part. A couple of breakdowns and a couple of ghastly penalties on third down to gift the 49ers drive sustaining first downs. But, you know, Wentz would be making his 94th start, so he has a better chance to, you know, play well in the short term and keep the job. Doesn't mean they're done with J.J. McCarthy, but if Minnesota is on a little bit of a winning roll, you could see that one sticking. Mariota and Washington, when Daniels is healthy, he gets the job back. Burrow gets his job back, and the New York Jets one is interesting because they might sooner rather than later get into tank mode already at 0-2 with a brand new head coach. You might find them losing more than they otherwise would.
Another very experienced backup, though. And but I, you know, largely look, I don't even think there are any.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
49er fans out there, I'm not going to say any, not many. Nobody's questioning whether or not Brock gets the job when he comes back. I think the more interesting thing that does sort of circulate in people's heads is, what does it mean? What does it mean that Mac looked like that under Kyle Shanahan? And this is just another branch on the tree that is called system quarterbacking. I get that. But I think that it does go through people's heads, which is to say, we're not saying Brock Purdy's not good, but if Mac can look like that after not looking great in other systems before, then is that in some way part of the Brock Purdy story? And I'm comfortable with that. Obviously, it is. Like, I don't have any questions about whether or not Kyle Shanahan's a great coach. I never have. I think he's fantastic. Y'all know that by now. That is a piece of the Brock Purdy puzzle. What I look at, though, is how somebody consistently over a period of time operates that system, and I don't necessarily believe what many people say, which is that, oh, geez, you could almost have anybody go out there and do it, because that has been proven incorrect.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy has run that better than anyone, even Jimmy G, for sure, in the Kyle Shanahan era in San Francisco. Nobody's been better at it than Brock.
And the truth always lies somewhere in the middle, where if you think that anybody can run that system, well, that's not true, because you've had quarterbacks there in the past who have not been successful running that system. And the other end of it is, well, Brock Purdy's amazing, and you know he's the guy who can get it done anywhere. You have to look at the history of quarterbacks. Carson Wentz is a great example. If you look at his career, Philly, Indy, Washington, the Rams, Kansas City, and now he's in Minnesota. When he's on good teams, he has good numbers and good records. When he's on bad teams, it's the other side of it.
That man was on his way to an MVP award. He was going to...
In the MVP.
He was going to win the MVP, and then he tore his ACL. Would the Eagles have won the Super Bowl that year with him? We can never say. But he was going to win the MVP that year. He's played great football, and then everything just got weird. Everything got weird after that, with Philly, with Washington, with Indy, all the teams you mentioned. It's crazy how many different uniforms that guy has put on.
Yeah.
And just brought to Minnesota only a couple of weeks ago. And poof, he's already, get in there, buddy.
That's right.
It's crazy. All right. This Sunday, your tailgate destination is Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The pregame show starts at 10 a.m. Lo Neal, Evan Giddings. We're going to have games in the parking lot. You know about the great food and drinks. We always tell you about that. Your place to watch all the early games as well. And if you're going to the game, come on by before you go to the stadium. Join for the pregame party, and then you can grab a shuttle back and forth for just $25. Go to 957thegame.com, click on the kickoff show link, and get your spot on the shuttle now. You can reserve it there. Laughing Monk Brewing, 1235 Oakmead Parkway, right near the stadium, is where we will be, and we will see you there. We're sponsored by Ceramani Ford and Grandy's Grades, which is also rising in popularity with each passing week, is coming up next for week two and the Niners-Saints performance. That's next on Willard and Dibs.
Okay, Grandy. Yeah.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
Wow, that's a great question.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, so the Giants news is, I mean, it's not great, Bob.
What do you mean?
Well,
I mean, they haven't even played yet.
Right.
What kind of killjoy are you?
Well, I'm just looking. I'm trying to stand on business.
Okay.
And
stand on it.
I will. The New York Metropolitans have put up a 5 spot in the first inning.
They got 5 on it?
They got 5 on it. So I think there was a grand salami in there somewhere. And the Mets lead the Friars 5-0 at the end of an inning. 5-0 New York Metropolitans.
They're on pace to win 45-0.
Yes.
Which I think would be a record.
We'll keep you up to date.
Okay.
Now, what that means is what you have already called essentially kind of a sort of must-win game tonight.
Yeah.
Is even muster.
Shout out Brad.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then add in what I said earlier, which is that the Giants will be facing one of these guys across Major League Baseball. There's only a handful of them. But it can be a problem for certain teams. I don't know if you've seen one of these before. He's called a left-hander, and that usually means an auto loss for the Giants. Check me on this, Steven. Are they the worst? They're the worst team in baseball against a lefty, right?
It's kind of interesting because all of baseball has struggled historically against lefties this year, but I think the Giants are still at the bottom.
Yeah, so everyone sucks, and the Giants are even suckier when there's a left-hander on the mound, Eduardo Rodriguez. It also means Bryce Eldridge is not in the starting lineup.
I'm a Giants fan.
So it's one hell of an exciting pinch hitter that they can use if they can get into the bullpen. But I'm pretty sure Eduardo Rodriguez is going to throw a no-hitter tonight, so they're not going to get into the bullpen. But we'll see. We'll see. The lineup is out, and Wilmer Flores will bat fifth and play first base. And Gerard Encarnacion, who is back from his fourth stint on the injured list or whatever, and he'll be in right field tonight and batting seventh. So, okay, Giants.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
And if the Mets result holds, then they'll be 2.5 back going into the game, assuming this game ends before.
Right, and without the tiebreaker, as you
right.
have
so
often
I'm not going to say
out.
3.5 because then it triggers you and we get into a shouting match.
It would be inaccurate, so thank you for not saying it.
Yeah. Either way, if the Mets result holds and hold everything.
There's an update.
That ball got Schmidt on.
Yeah, Jackson Merrill just hit one out, and that 5-0 game is now. Well, it's 5-1.
That
so,
probably went 440.
That thing was
way above the 408.
So anyway, that game's underway. We'll keep an eye on that. The Giants face a lefty tonight. Schmidt. Mm. Bryce Eldridge is not in the lineup, but hold your horses in the seventh inning. There could be a fun moment. Dude, he almost rocked one last night in his third at bat. Third at bat. He hit one way back and not gone. I guess there's a humidor now in Arizona.
Yeah.
So
trying to keep it balanced, fair and balanced a little bit.
Yeah.
Best you can.
Why?
I don't know.
Who does that anymore?
What, fair and balanced?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody.
Nobody.
We try to present things as if they're fair.
That died like a decade ago.
Yeah. Well, balanced. More than that, because my father, who's been now gone for more than 10 years, his go-to expression was, nobody said it had to be fair, Daniel. Because I'd always talk about things that weren't fair and I'd get mad. Nobody said it had to be fair. And that stays with me. Because he's right.
Yeah, he is right.
Most things aren't fair.
But you're supposed to act like we're trying to make them fair.
Sure.
Yeah.
But in actuality, nothing's even close to fair.
No, exactly. The Giants are out here. They're like, let's make right center field 420 feet. Not left center field.
No.
Just right center field. Yeah, you're right. Nobody said it had to be fair.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brandon Belt. It's the way it went.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, you're going to have a lot of long outs.
888-957-9570 is the number. We think John Feliciano joins us in 23 minutes. Until then, we get Grandy's grades. Let's go.
All right, guys. Week 2, another win in the books. Niners are 2-0, which makes this grade segment that much more fun to do. As always, we run through position groups. We'll start quarterback, then skill positions, then offensive line, front seven, secondary, special teams, and coaching. We begin with the quarterback, which was not Brock Purdy, as we all know. Instead, it was Mac Jones, and he was awesome. I don't know how you could possibly ask for much more than what he did on Sunday with 3 touchdowns, nearly 300 yards, 1 turnover. Held the ball maybe a little too long a couple of times, missed some passes, but rarely put the ball in harm's way. I gave him an A, nearly perfect for what he did on Sunday.
I have him in an A-, and you outlined exactly why I dropped him from an A to a minus. The opening drive was kind of scary, 0-for-3, and he did hold it too long, and he also fumbled twice. One time he was able to recover it on the exchange, the other time that ball just came out. That ball was loose. And, you know, because of that, he was great. 3 touchdowns, you're right. But those little mistakes keep me from giving him a straight A. Still not a B+. He's probably a 91 or a 92% for me, which is an A-.
Well, I know you guys want me to join you on this. I'm not going to give him an A, and I'm not going to give him an A- either. I am going to give Mac Jones the first ever A+. That I've ever granted on Grandy's grades. And here's why. Accuse me of grading on a curve if you want, but I will, because that's how life works. This is a backup quarterback. This is Mac Jones. 26 of 39 for 279 yards, 3 touchdown throws, a quarterback rating of over 113, and a road victory. Sure, there were mistakes. I've never watched a football game where the quarterback doesn't make any mistakes. That's impossible to not have happen out there. So did he hold it too long? Did he fumble? Look, he doesn't have great legs. He's not going to move around a whole lot. He's McCorkle Jones. And as you just said, Grandy, there's no way you could have asked for anything more than that. I think that we would have been satisfied with a lot less. I'm giving Mac every single point that he can get because that is incredibly hard to do. A plus for me.
Yeah, A minus, A plus. Bottom line, he was awesome. Up next, skill positions, which is running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. You come into this game without George Kittle. You weren't sure about Juwan Jennings and his status, and I think all three position groups held their own. McCaffrey wasn't effective on the ground, at least not what we've come to expect when he's healthy, and that's two straight weeks of that. Maybe a slight concern there, but he was active in the pass game, including catching a touchdown. One of the best throws Mac Jones made all game, by the way, that touchdown pass to Christian McCaffrey. Juwan left the game with a different issue than was ailing him coming into the game, then came back and scored a long touchdown, which ultimately sealed the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
On that bum ankle, you had another backup tight end, not Tonjes this time, but it was Luke Farrell caught his first career touchdown. I thought all three of those skill position groups played good, not great. A B-plus is what I gave skill positions.
B-plus is exactly what I was thinking, so I'll stamp that one along with you. You know what I've noticed about, and you guys can jump in if I'm missing something, has a 49er receiver, any of them, the tight ends, the running backs, has anybody dropped a pass yet?
I'm so glad you asked me that because I have the second to last play of the game, and on my notes, I have drop question mark, and it was the third down play where Mac put it a little in front of him. He got two hands to it. He didn't bring it in. Don't know if it was called a drop officially, but you're right, Mark. There hasn't been another one where, you know, you had Johnson, the tight end for New Orleans, drop two
quarter. Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know. Olave dropped one in the end zone, too.
Yeah. Right. And I don't remember one in Seattle either. So I say B plus just because the Niners are still only averaging 3 yards a carry. I know that Christian was up at 4.2, so that's solid. And again, I think you're nitpicking. I want to point out Kendrick Bourne, too. Come off the street, grab the wide receiver three job. Get three targets, get three catches. Like, that's all really, really impressive to me. And the Niners are doing their job. When the ball is there and the route is there, they are connecting and making the catch. I'd love to see the run game do a little bit more, which is why I stop at B+, but it's a really, really good performance.
Yeah, I'm going to be the highest of the group. Not the first time that's happened, but I've got it at an A- because what you laid out is right. They are struggling to run the ball, but I didn't see any holes that were there that they didn't hit. And, you know, Juwan Jennings made a couple of big-time plays. I'm looking at the unofficial list of drops, and I don't see him on there, so that wasn't actually officially a drop. And Grandy, you mentioned it. You had Tonjes and Farrell out there making plays. You had Kendrick Bourne made a play. And one thing that goes unrecognized, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, in his lone target, he had a pass breakup on a throw that was going to be intercepted by Isaac Yiadom, of all people. So you get credit for a heads-up play on really the worst ball that Mac Jones threw. The only time he put it into peril, I thought that they were just terrific across the board, an A-.
Yeah, that's fair. Up next is the offensive line. Interesting because, as you've pointed out all week, Willard, we were unsure if Trent Williams is going to play. He felt like he wasn't going to play until he arrived to the Superdome on Sunday. So that's the backdrop of it. Then plus you lose your left guard, Ben Bartsch, for essentially the final three quarters of this game. And a seventh-round rookie, Connor Colby, steps in. And I don't know if this is fair to Ben Bartsch, but it felt like the offensive line didn't really miss a beat at all. Now, we talked about the run game. They only averaged 3 per carry on the ground. Some of that is the Mac Jones sacks that are mixed in there, and that takes your average per carry down a little bit, but the run game wasn't amazing all game long. For the most part, though, I thought they protected Mac Jones pretty good. The sacks, the fumble, was more to do, I think, with Mac holding onto the ball than the offensive line getting flat beat. So I thought it was a very solid performance, much better than week one. I gave the offensive line a B+ for their performance in week two.
Yeah, B- for me, and you laid out a lot of it. And the McKivitz sack that he allowed was not totally on him because he had his guy on the ground and Mac held the ball a little too long. But I'm just concerned about the inability to consistently run it. And that average is really hampered by McCaffrey. He lost 5 on that last drive. Remember, 1st and 10, yeah. They threw the toss. And the other one was that kind of a cockamamie Ricky Pearsall end around, which also lost 5.
-4, yeah.
Those are going to go ahead and hurt you as well.
And Mac Jones was credited with 6 carries and only got 6 yards. So if you it's a totally different story if you just spotlight McCaffrey and B-Rob. You're much higher than 3 yards a carry if you do that.
Yeah, I'd put him in a B- though because I still am a little concerned at the ability to go out there and run the ball. New Orleans, I know, stacked it up with their 5-man defensive line, but I was not overly thrilled with the offensive line play.
Let me see, 75 divided by 19. You're actually looking at 3.95 yards per carry. Just McCaffrey and B-Rob.
Okay.
But they still haven't been able to just have that moment where they bust it in the run game. So, yeah, I'm not comfortable with giving them an A. But, again, when you've got a backup quarterback who is nowhere near as mobile, your job gets to be that much more important. And I think the 49ers have only allowed 2 sacks for the year. Is that correct? Was it 1 sack on Mac? And 1 sack on Brock the week before?
It was 3 on Mac in
okay.
that game.
Mac was sacked 3 times.
3 times. All right. So still, 4 sacks in 2 games. I'm going to take that. Injuries have hit that group in both games, yet they've held up for victories. It's not an overwhelming performance, but it's a good one. I'm going to go B+.
All right, we transition to the defensive side of the football here on Grandy's Grades on Willard and Dibbs. Front 7, which is the down lineman and the linebacking core. You guys talked to Fred Warner earlier today. He was amazing with that peanut punch of Alvin Kamara. He also recovered that fumble that he forced. D. Winters all over the place. Once again, he was great. We saw the first real flash from Mykael Williams, and he had a number of really impressive spots, and that's not even mentioning Nick Bosa with a series-ending sack on in the fourth quarter on 3rd down, and then the game-ending strip sack by Bryce Huff to close the game out and seal another Niner win. I thought the front 7 had themselves a really, really good day as well. A little bit of room on the ground for Kamara at times, and they weren't consistently pressuring Ridder. They came through in the big moments, but overall, an A-. I thought they were awesome.
I like A-. I'll add in the one reason I hesitate to do an A is anytime you have a group that commits a personal foul, I'm going to downgrade it because these are just, they can be game-changing, momentum-changing plays. So I love everything about what D. Winters is doing this year, but don't hit the quarterback out of bounds. It's the most obvious thing in football to avoid, and he can do a better job with that. Outside of that, I'm going to back everything that you're saying. The big players are playing big. Nick Bosa with another good performance. The young guys are getting better. Fred Warner is just as elite as they come. They have to be very excited about D. This is this is an A- group for me.
Got him at a B+, and I'm glad you pointed out the late hit. It didn't eventually result in points, but it got him from the 35-yard line drive start immediately into Niner territory. That was the possession where you had Fred Warner go ahead and get the ball off of Kamara's helmet. But in general, I'm still seeing patterns where the opposition is able to run it consistently. And Kamara, on their touchdown drives, he goes for 4, 3, 11, 8. And those are just chunks. They were chunk-a-chunk and down the field. And at times, the Niners were having trouble stopping the run. B-plus, good grade, but not quite A-level.
Yeah, that's fair. And then we move on to the secondary. This is probably the spot where you were most concerned by if you're a 49er fan. They were not bad by any stretch of the imagination. Rattler not known for his ability to throw all that much. He did throw for 3 touchdowns. You didn't turn the ball over. Your secondary didn't. You had a couple of penalties on big third downs. The 3rd and 12, Upton Stout called for a penalty that made that a first down in the second half. In fact, in the 4th quarter for the Saints, kind of a ticky-tack penalty, but he was called for it there. That same drive, 3rd and 5, defensive holding on Marquis Siegel. It's going to happen when you have 2 rookies starting in your secondary, but I didn't think it was the best day from that group. I gave the secondary a C+. Not terrible, but nothing special.
I'm in lockstep. C+. And those are 2 of the big reasons. And I look at the first drive where Rattler hit Shaheed, first pass of the game for 39. And the Olave drop was Renardo Green just fell down. And
turn around and fall down.
Olave open, and he dropped it. And if you look at the game in totality, you had early multiple drops from Johnson. You had other plays, the penalties you mentioned. There were mistakes that they got away with that didn't ultimately show up on the scoreboard, but you also had some big plays. Jair Brown with a pass breakup.
Yeah, he was better.
You know, Stout with another sack, a sack coming in off the blitz. So they were not terrible by any stretch. I had them at a C+.
Yeah, I'm going to upgrade it to a B-, but I'm largely with you guys. I'll tell you why I upgraded a little bit in just a sec. But this football game could have been very, very different if Spencer Rattler and Chris Olave connect on that first quarter play in the end zone. He's wide open. The ball's only a little bit behind him. Olave doesn't catch it. Then the Saints drive stalls, and then they miss a field goal. That's a momentum-changing situation on the road if you fall down 7-0 with a backup quarterback out there. So that, to me, is why they get downgraded a little bit. But what neither of you brought up, and the reason you didn't bring it up, is because, as we said yesterday, it doesn't appear on TV. The 49ers have one of the best lockdown corners in the game. They won't even throw to him. So D'Amino Lenore deserves to be absolutely mentioned here. And the fact is, he is fantastic. He's elite. He has done his job twice in a row, and they won't even look his way. And that changes a defense when you have that on one side of the field. So because of Demo, I'll take the C+ and go B-.
You know where my guy Demo went to school, right?
Oregon State?
No.
Oh.
Although that game's coming up this week. Oregon State. Yeah. Throw the records out when those two
too
meet.
Too early.
Yeah, that's what's bugging me. I'll save early. It.
Up next, special teams. No more Jake Moody. That bumps it up just immediately. Although Eddie Pinheiro did miss his first kick as a Niner. It was an extra point. Only cost him 1 point. Not terrible there. He made his all the rest of his kicks, including 2 field goals. You guys highlighted this yesterday. It drove me absolutely crazy.
Say it.
Isaac Garendo taking a kickoff out of the end zone. Why are you doing that? If it has not been yelled and drilled into any potential returner, if a kickoff goes into the end zone, do not return it. If that has not been said over and over and over, it is coaching malpractice. If it has been drilled into it, it's just an absolutely unforgivable mistake by Isaac Garendo. The ensuing kickoff after that, after the Niners then scored, Eddie Pinheiro then kicked it himself into the end zone, and the Saints smartly called for the fair catch and got the ball at the 35. This is a two-way street. If it's kicked into the end zone, don't take it out, and when you're kicking off, don't kick it into the end zone. Those were 2 mistakes the special teams group made. Not backbreaking. I gave him a B-. Mostly, I'm just feeling good about no more Jake Moody.
Yeah, I get it, but I can't go above a C. I'm going to give him a C because my memory tells me that Pinheiro kicked it into the end zone twice in this football game.
3 times if you count the one Grandy's mentioning.
Yeah, it just flat out should not happen. You mentioned the Garendo thing. I don't understand. I flat out don't understand. If you catch the ball, you look down real quick. If there's paint under your feet, stay. Stay there, okay? If there's paint, it ain't. That's simple. Do not go out of the end zone. And as much as we're like Pinheiro's okay because we're comparing him to Moody. And it's like, it's wonderful that your field goals are right down the middle. In a vacuum, I'm not mad at it. But at the same time, dude, like, you walk out there and your first kick and you miss an extra point. Yeah, it worked out. It's fine. But I can't go above a C. There's still silly mistakes.
Yeah, and another kickoff return. New Orleans had a 34-yard return and a ball that they were able to bring out. And so even when you had a kick in play, your coverage wasn't great. The grade would be lower, except for something that neither one of you pointed out, which I think is important. The last two possessions for the Niners, they punted. And they put New Orleans down to the 11 and down to the 6.
Good, very good call.
He was good, especially when you're looking to hold on and your offense is not keeping the pill, and yet they pinned him inside the 11 and inside the 6. Those were big moments.
And he's a former Saint. He showed them.
Yeah, he did. I gave him a C overall. You can't be missing PATs, Eddie.
Come on, Eddie.
Good point about the punts, though. I forgot about that. And then last but not least, it is coaching. I thought this was by far Shanahan's best day of his season. It's only, of course, 2 weeks in. I thought Shanahan was awesome. Robert Saleh defensively continues to be great as well. Coaching for me gets an A. It was very, very good.
Yeah, I'll echo that A and just point out what he was able to do without his starting tight end. And then you lose your fullback, who's so important to what they do. And you shifted guys around and you were doing it with players that you didn't normally have. And also, he kept his cool even twice when they had to use timeouts that he hates, when they burned timeouts because they couldn't figure out where to be, new players and all the rest of it. That, to me, was great coaching as well to stay in the moment.
I'm going to join you guys with that. It's an easy A. It's an easy A. You got a backup quarterback, no Kittle, all these rookies on defense, a great game plan, and these guys are getting performances. They're getting guys to play better each week. Shanahan and Saleh is going to be something for opponents to deal with. I join you guys with your A. Grandy's grades every single Tuesday afternoon on 95.7
The Game. Nice to do them on wins, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. All right, Niners are 2-0. Wonder what John Feliciano has to say about that. On the Niners offensive line the last 2 years, but this year he's on Willard and Dibbs. So he will join us next. Plus, later on in the 5 o'clock hour, if you missed our conversation today with Fred Warner, we'll have that for you as well. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's Willard and Dibbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.